This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Mach, M-A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Donna Salisbury, S-A-L-I-S-B-U-R-Y. Date of birth, January 17th, 1939. Dear Miss Mott, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Salisbury with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, chronic fluid losses secondary to ileostomy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 13th of 2023. She has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months, and she did require hospitalization from April 15th through April 17th this year for altered mental status that was thought to be secondary to severe UTI. She did recover well. She was treated with ciprofloxacin, sent home with ciprofloxacin, and further after she improved mentally, and she has not had any symptoms since that time. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has chronic fluid losses from the ileostomy. Urine is clear without cloudiness or foul odor. No blood visualized. No edema or claudication symptoms. And no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medication list is reviewed. The new medication, the Increase Ellipta, has changed to Spiriva, 18 microgram once daily. And she's also on a daily vitamin. Those are the only two new medicines. Physical exam, weight 174 pounds, pulse is 72, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 60, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 24th, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.51. Estimated GFR is 34. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 3.8, calcium is 9.2, urinalysis negative for blood and negative for protein, and her hemoglobin is 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, type 2 diabetes, also controlled. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.